Now, U.S. airstrikes on the Libyan city of Sirte continue for a second day, as Libyan forces say they are gaining control of larger areas. The United Nations-backed government of Libya, based in Tripoli, said its forces have purged a central district of Daesh terrorists. The clashes left five government forces dead and 17 others wounded. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama defended the airstrikes, saying they are important for America's national security interests. Libyan authorities said the U.S. airstrikes targeted several different areas in Sirte. The coastal city has been controlled by ISIL or Daesh for more than a year. Since the group is losing large areas in Iraq and Syria, a defeat in Sirte would be a major blow to the terrorists. Let's speak to Jeremy Hammond. He's a publisher of the Foreign Policy Journal, and he joins us via Skype from Michigan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hammond. Now, the situation in Libya is quite confusing, to say the least. However, let's just focus right now on these U.S. airstrikes. What do you make of them?
Anyone who thinks that doing more of the same that caused the problem in the first place, this is ridiculous. Doing more of the same that caused the problem isn't going to solve the problem. ISIL was created from U.S. foreign policy and its interventions in the region, starting with its war of aggression against Iraq, and then its intervention in Syria. And the Western mainstream media has had a propaganda narrative about Syria, and which is basically says that the problem there has been a lack of U.S. intervention, and Obama waited too long to intervene in Syria. This is pure nonsense, because what actually happened was that we know that as early 2012, the CIA was intervening to funnel arms to rebel armed groups in Syria. And by the fall of 2012, most of those arms had wound up in the hands of Islamic extremists. This was reported in October 2012 by none other than the New York Times before it became, convenient to forget that fact, and it went down the memory hole. And in August of 2012, the Defense Intelligence Agency warned in a memo that Western government's policy of arming rebels in Syria would result in the establishment of what they called an Salafist principality, what we now know as the Islamic State, in Syria. So more bombing and more violence and more intervention is not the solution. This is the problem. And then we have the intervention in Libya, which was authorized by the UN to the extent that the UN authorized a no-fly zone to protect civilians. The US and its NATO allies immediately exceeded that mandate and violated the UN Charter and international law by engaging in a bombing campaign to implement regime change, and destroyed that country and tore that country apart too. So doing more of these things and more intervention is just not the solution to the problem.
Right, but then, Mr. Hammond, then what is the solution over here? Because we have the U.S. airstrikes, there's a French presence also over there, there's Daesh or ISIL present on Libyan soil trying to gain territory, different militant factions are fighting with each other, and no functional government.
Yeah, and this is all a consequence of foreign intervention in Libya. This wouldn't be happening today in Libya if there hadn't have been a NATO campaign to overthrow its government. It's a mess now. It's a good question. What are we supposed to do about it? But I think the first thing that could be done is just to stop doing the things that are causing the problems in the first place. Stop the foreign intervention to start with. Beyond that, once we take that first step, then we can discuss, what can happen next. Maybe international peacekeeping forces or other efforts along those lines, perhaps. And allow the people of the region to manage their own affairs. I think that would be the first thing. But these foreign interventions that come and just rip apart the fabric of society, Iraq being the epitome of an example of foreign intervention just destroying an entire nation, just ripping the country apart. So I think these military interventions, they might have their place as far as humanitarian interventions, but most humanitarian interventions are conducted under the guise of humanitarianism, like the intervention in Kosovo, which the bombing campaign actually produced the ethnic cleansing that it was cited as a pretext for the bombing. You know, these kind of interventions, they're not humanitarian at all. You know, they're carried out, they're conducted out, with ulterior motives, and to enforce U.S. hegemony in the region, and to, you know, making sure access to oil resources, and to try to install friendly Western governments friendly to the Western governments in the Middle East, in North Africa countries. And there's always blowback. You know, these interventions, they fail. They fail to do what the policymakers intended in the first place.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Jeremy Hammond, publisher with Foreign Policy Journal, joining us via Skype from Michigan. Mr. Hammond, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.